You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. We are live today from Suffolk County Community College in Brentwood, Long Island. Now, you've probably heard this before, that when it comes to top issues for voters in elections, any elections, and in this one, the old truism appears to ring true. It is the economy, stupid. Crime, abortion rights, threats to democracy, yes, also mentioned as major concerns. But poll after poll indicates that this year citizens will be voting with their wallets. So we've assembled a group of guests to delve into the state of the local economy. Tom Flesher is a professor in the economics department at Suffolk County Community College. Jason Cascone is the assistant dean of student services and director of counseling at the school. And Sue Chen is a local business owner and realtor. She's the co-owner of Team Logic IT and a member of the Long Island African American Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thank you.
Tom, let's start with you. Donald Trump first ran for president in 2016. He made a big show of appearing at the Grumman Aerospace Plant in Bethpage to send a message that played pretty well in Rust Belt states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and really it essentially said, you've been forgotten by your politicians, and I'm the one to bring back the jobs that used to be here. Now, Long Island, not the Rust Belt, but can you tell us what the state of the economy is here and why that Trumpian brand of economics hit a chord?
Well, when people think of Long Island, so often they think of the Hamptons. They think of these outrageously wealthy places way out on the East End. And they forget that Long Island is really like a checkerboard of very affluent areas next to very, very poor areas. So as a transplant from the Rust Belt myself, I grew up in Buffalo. This place looks a lot like where I grew up.
Yeah.
Right. The area has been hit outrageously, not just pre-Trump, but during the COVID, they were hit with unemployment much, much higher than the national rate. We have a lot of service sector jobs that are being hit there as well.
Sue, you are a small business owner, and your IT company works with other small businesses in the area. Can you give us what your sense of the business climate is in the area? And are you seeing, say, these negative headwinds in the economy manifest themselves in your client base?
I would say yes. Again, it depends what industry the business is in. Some people are losing employees, other people can't pay employees because of the lack of income that's coming in with their businesses. So again, they are feeling the punch or the pinch, and they're just looking for help.
Yeah. Jason, you work with students here, career planning and resume writing, so you put them in touch with potential employers. Can you talk about the state of the job market right now from your perspective? And are you still seeing a high demand for workers?
There is a little bit of demand for workers. I mean, it's kind of all over the board. Again, as Sue said, it depends on the industry. You know, I mean, there's a lot of openings in healthcare, of course. It's one of the biggest industries that we have here on the island, as well as education and certainly the jobs that make the island work, utilities and things like that we're seeing. And, of course, things like food service and retail. I mean, these are the things that we go to every day that are open all the time, right? And these are the places that we're seeing most of the jobs.
What are students... what do they tend to be most interested in? And are there jobs waiting for them when they graduate?
You know, that's really tough because we're not a homogeneous group here. You know, we have students who are actually going to be transferring. We have students who are in professional programs that are going to go into very specific things like health information technology or automotive repair. And then we have people here who are going to school to get a better job, to get a better position where they already are. Right. And then the students that are just trying to make ends meet. Right. I think the one thing that really kind of solidifies all of them is that they're just trying to get a better financial situation getting out into the world. So finding the best job that they can.
So, as we mentioned, you are also a realtor. Mm-hmm. Now, mortgage rates, they're at their highest levels in two decades. But it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about a scalding hot housing market. I mean, like a whiplash even. Are you seeing the housing market take a hit here? And what about the issue of affordability just generally?
It's funny that you mentioned that. I was on the phone earlier talking to somebody about interest rates, and they saw on the paper that the interest rate was 5%. And I was like, there's no way the interest rate is 5%. So I called four other mortgage brokers that I know and said, look, you know, let me just find out what the rate is. They were like, it's 7 at best. So again, we're probably going to get into the situation of when it was 2006, 2007, when you start to see properties coming on the market, going into foreclosure. People have to do short sales because you have to remember people were overbidding for properties, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over ask just because they wanted a house. But pretty soon those houses are not going to be worth what they need to be, you know, sold for or what they're paying for.
Yeah. Now you're a realtor, but do you, Do you work with people who are renters at all? What are rents like these
days? Yes. So rents, that's the other flip side. Well, rents are really high. So at the end of the day, people are overpaying for rents as well, where a one-bedroom could be going for $2,000. You know, a studio could be going for like $15,000, $16,000. So it really all depends where you are. And then when you're in the city, the rents are crazy, especially in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you are in the African American Chamber of Commerce, and you lead a networking group for other business owners. What are other business owners saying? How are they feeling right now?
They're looking for help. They're looking. Also, I'm with the Urban League of Long Island also. I sit on the board of directors with them. So with other business owners, they're looking for networking opportunities. How can we get new jobs? How can we kind of pivot and kind of have different streams of income? Because you may, like with IT, we're kind of in a nice niche because we always have clients, mm-hmm. meaning that everyone's going to need technology. You have a cell phone, you have an office line, you have computers. You're always going to need somebody to service those things. When you're in a different business, let's say interior design, because I do have an interior design business also, you feel a punch because nobody wants to do renovations, especially if you don't have money to feed your family. Yeah. So again, it's kind of, they're looking for different ways to kind of pivot to make their business not go underwater or lose their businesses.
Jason, when you talk to students, can you get a sense from them if they're optimistic or pessimistic about the economy right now?
It's pretty ambivalent, I think. Yeah, you know, they go out and then after what we've experienced and you know, the fights that we've had about minimum wage and you know, whether it's going to go up or down or go up or not, and there's a lot of ambivalence out there. I mean, they know that they have to go out and get the work, but the question is, what are they going to get? What, you know, what is the opportunity that they're going to have that is going to be the right one for them? So
yeah. Tom, let's zoom out. Inflation is at record highs. Obviously a central issue in this year's election.
Absolutely.
Is either party offering up a set of policies that would improve the economic well-being of Long Islanders?
You know, at this point, it's hard to say that either party is really offering anything different. You're seeing much the same from both parties as we've had in previous inflationary zooms in the past. And really where it's going to come down to is not going to be from the fiscal policy choices that the parties are making. It's going to be from the monetary policy choices that the Fed is making with Jerome Powell in charge.
Yeah. Do you see a lot of things playing out in the governor's race? I mean, given what you just said, obviously, you're talking about federal policies, but...
Oh, sure. Yeah. I do think that if you look at it any time in the past, anytime you have high inflation and an unhappy electorate, that spells bad news for the incumbent. I don't think that's any surprise to anybody.
Yeah. Sue, are you hearing from people who are having trouble? Obviously, supply chain issues were a huge issue during the pandemic. Is that still something that you're dealing with?
When you're talking about my IT company, mm-hmm. not
and
really.
And the business owners that you deal with, yeah.
Yeah, with my IT company, not really, because, again, it's supply and demand and the need for the services. So we're always going to have clients. As far as different businesses where they may not even have a client or they may have lost their business. I know there's some retail stores that are in the chamber where they said that they lost business and they had to kind of try to do things online. So it's all about pivoting and trying to find your footing, especially with this economy. So it's, again, supply and demand. And if you don't have a supplier, you don't have a demand for your product, you're not going to be in business.
Tom Flesher, Jason Cascone, and Sue Chen, thank you all for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
You.